Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu coming to you from Mostly Comics, and pardon the pun, I'm here with the fantastic Leonard Kirk. Great to see you again, sir.
Nice to see you.
This week, Fantastic Four Issue 1 came out featuring you and James Robinson. And by the way, congratulations, great read.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's it's kind of funny. I mean, working as long as I have on this, every now and then for a project like this, I was still very nervous about that first issue. But thankfully, it looks like it came together.
Oh, it looked great. I was going to say, that's a huge gig. Were you a fan of the book and the characters before you?
Oh, of course. Yeah. I mean, this is definitely on, there's so many, but this is definitely on the top 10 list of ones I wanted to do at some time. So now I get to.
Oh, cool. Do you have a favorite character to draw in the book?
Well, the Thing, of course.
Oh, definitely. You're drawing a great picture of him right now, actually.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can't go wrong. I mean, he's a pile of talking rocks, so.
I love that.
Exactly.
Did you have a favorite artist or writer that worked on the book prior to your series?
Not so much. I actually had not been following it very much recently. I remember reading it a lot more a few years back. Some artists whose work I've seen on Fantastic Four definitely love Stuart Immonen. And I mean, any work that he does, he's still one of my absolute favorites. Of course, I always loved, when I was a kid, reading all the Jack Kirby issues, obviously.
Oh, for sure.
And I like some of the work of Mike McCone, artistic-wise, yeah. And, not too many others. But, I mean, I'm sure there are others if I sit here and think long enough about it. There's been so many people who have worked on it over the years.
Cool. And what's it like working with James Robinson?
Pretty cool. I mean, we worked together once before on a story for Batman and Detective Comics for DC. That was a while back. And this FF arc is the first chance we've had to work together again since then.
Yeah, I got to meet him a couple years ago. Seemed like a really nice guy.
Yep. Oh, I've met him a few times. He was at Fan Expo this year, so I got a chance to catch up with him again.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Now, something I wanted to ask you the last time, and I've always been curious, how does an artist get hired for a big job like this? Do you have to audition? Does someone recommend you?
It depends. For something like this, the editor pretty much has in mind what he or she wants for the book.
Okay.
And so in this case, I just got a call from the editor. He said he and James had been tossing around ideas for various artists, and both my editor Mark and James Robinson, they both kind of came up with my name at the same time.
Oh, wow.
And said, well, how about Leonard? And said, okay. And that was it. I get the call and said, we'd like you on here and be on the book for at least maybe, one or two years. And
that's cool.
See how that goes. And absolutely, I just said, certainly.
Oh, great.
Not going to turn that job down.
Oh, for sure. We know you can draw a great Galactus because I saw your work in the Hunger miniseries.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any villains you're itching to draw in this book?
Dr. Doom, of course. Unfortunately, I don't know what kind of a presence he's going to have in the overall arc. He makes a very brief appearance in issue 3. I don't know if he's going to be available for much after that. The Puppet Master is going to play a role in this. I've gotten to draw him once before, and I always like to style him very much using the old Kirby design, big teeth, big eyes. I mean, basically, he just looks like a puppet the way he was drawn. And so that's definitely what I went for. Other characters will be popping up that... Actually, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say who, so I won't mention them. But those two definitely. And, of course, in the first issue, it's already out now, Fin Fang Foom. I mean, when I read the script, it's like, I'm turning the page, it's like, Fin Fang Foom, first issue. And I'm just... floored. I love that.
I love the two-page spread of them fighting him in the book. It was great.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Great.
Yeah, that was fun.
Cool. Who are some of your influences?
Well, I've said it many times before, but honestly, any comic book artist who does not mention Jack Kirby as an influence is a liar.
Oh, yeah.
but others as I grew up, folks like Sal and John Buscema, Jim Aparo, Barry Windsor Smith, Wally Wood. But as I got older, more of my some of my contemporaries who still influence me very much. I mentioned Stuart Immonen, and he is without a doubt my favorite comic book artist. Other folks like Chris Sprouse, for folks who do stuff that's maybe a little less realistic, a little more stylistic. Marco Rudy, who's making a name for himself now with Marvel, he's definitely up there. And of course, Mike Mignola, his Hellboy work. I've always enjoyed that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Great. Now, since you're working on Fantastic Four, any comment on the casting for the new movie? All younger actors, I guess?
Not really. I mean, I saw that. I've seen some of the folks, the controversy. I'm just sitting there thinking, look, it's a frickin' movie. I've always said you can make a movie about anything. The question is whether or not you can make a good movie. And I think you can cast almost anyone. I have no problems with the choice for Johnny Storm. I have no problems with the choice with The Thing. I mean, with Ben Grimm, they picked a guy who's very tiny and scrawny. You know, Ben Grimm himself was always a rather burly character, but I don't mind the tiny aspect. I mean, the character of The Thing is probably going to be all CGI anyway, so, you know, doesn't really matter whether or not he's guy's going to fit in a suit or anything. We'll just wait and see. My one concern whenever they pick a cast that young is I don't want the film to look too much like some sort of, I don't know. Like, you know, I don't want it to be the Fantastic Four version of Young Guns. So we'll see. Aside from that, I don't have any worries. Marvel has been doing a fabulous job with movies lately.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I still have to get caught up on a couple of them, but what I've seen so far, I've loved.
Oh, great. Now, before we let you go, is there anything you could tease about issue two?
Oh, goodness. Everybody dies.
Oh, great. that was a great series.
Exactly. Yes, I neglected to mention that the Fantastic Four will actually not be in any issues from three on. But, of course, that's not true. One person dies. No, actually, nobody dies. I don't know if anyone dies in the third. No, nobody dies in the second issue. Not much to say. The one thing that we will learn is the conclusion of the first issue, we have that big explosion and these weird little creatures popping out. We're going to finally learn what exactly they are, at least get a little bit of what they are in issue three. Issue two, we get to see them tearing through New York City, just trashing the place. We get the appearance of the new Fantastic Car that I got to design. That was fun. Trashing New York. I don't know why, but I absolutely love trashing New York City. So I had a lot of fun drawing those pages. We get a few other hero guest appearances because it's so widespread that Fantastic Four can't handle it themselves. So we get the Wasp popping in. We get Luke Cage, Spider-Man, Captain Marvel, Blue Marvel, Daredevil, Captain America, whatever. Very brief little cameos, but they're all over in there. So
cool. Looking forward to it. We appreciate you taking the time with us today, and continued success, sir.
Thank you.
Mostly Comics has been serving the Niagara region for over 30 years. The store sells a variety of comics and entertainment-related products, including graphic novels, toys, and collectibles. Mostly also purchases rare comics upon appraisal. Visit Kim and the Gang at 413 St. Paul Street in St. Catharines, or check out their website at www.mostlycomics.com.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.